The following paid program is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann. Top of the morning to you.
And we'll be with you from 3 to 4 p.m. on this 17th day of March. It's about 40 degrees outside of our studios here in East Providence. It's about 80 degrees here in the studio.
It sure is.
And we've got lots of folks who are joining us today.
And you mean that. We got a full house here. We got people standing in the hallway and in the producer's booth.
And we're going to be talking about the importance of public speaking. We're also going to talk about the importance of communication and leadership. And they do match up and come together. And we're going to be talking to a lot of members who are here today from Toastmasters, a great organization. If you've had a chance, folks, to go to a Toastmasters club, see what it's all about. There are many of them. As a matter of fact, they're represented in 142 countries. We have about 345,000 members, and that list is growing. That's about 15,000, almost 16,000 Toastmasters clubs. And of course, they teach you. You get a chance to have some fun and participate. And we're going to have some fun today in the show. We have plenty of guests. We'll be changing speakers as we take commercial breaks. But I would like to certainly welcome Jack Atoyan. He's the president of the Providence Toastmasters. We also have Lynn Potter, I guess they pronounce it. And she's from the East Bay Toastmasters here in East Providence. She's an experienced Toastmaster, a former club president, a Toastmaster area director. She has been very active as a speech contest competitor and a good speaker, and we're going to get a chance to hear her speak. We also have joining us Rebecca Rhodes. She's the secretary of the Providence Toastmasters. We got lots of people on deck to join us. And let's talk about the Toastmasters Club. I know that you have a mission, Jack. You've been a Toastmaster for a couple of years. That's what you told me.
That is correct.
When we weren't on the air. But tell us something about what's the advantage of joining a club like Toastmasters?
Toastmasters teaches you to overcome certain fears you may have, public speaking, impromptu speaking, which happens to be one of my favorite things to do. Because let's face it, you can prepare for a speech, practice it in front of a mirror, but there's nothing like standing up in front of complete strangers, being given a question, and having to speak for 2 minutes. Imagine 2 minutes, you think it flies by, try to stand up and not say anything for 60 seconds. It seems like eternity. And one of the benefits of Toastmasters is to help you avoid filler words such as and like, etc.
And even the Kennedys used to use the word ah. And I think when you use that word, I guess you're pausing and you're thinking about what you're going to be saying next. And Jack, also we have Lynn Potter joining us today. She's from the East Bay Toastmasters. She's an experienced person who's been the club president. What's your feeling about Toastmasters? What are some of the advantages of joining a club like Toastmasters?
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I think the biggest advantage of Toastmasters is the practice. You go to meetings weekly or twice a month and have an opportunity to speak. Otherwise, if you go to something like Dale Carnegie or take a college course, you get the knowledge of public speaking skills, but you don't have a chance to practice them. And that's where you really build the skill. Toastmasters gives you the opportunity to practice that skill in a comfortable environment where it's non-threatening and you get to have some fun, enjoy it, and learn from your peers.
I'm sure you all know, because I've heard this all my life, that the number one fear that people have above snakes, above blood, above this, is public speaking.
Correct.
Definitely.
I taught public speaking on the college level for 3 years, and the amount of fear people would have when they got in there, that was the biggest problem we had to surmount. The other stuff was kind of easy after that. What do you do to get rid of people's nerves?
We give them some coaching and explain the skills. Try and get them to focus on what they're doing. The main thing that really gets you over the fear is facing it, getting up there and doing it.
Absolutely.
In the meetings, there are different roles so that you can get up and have a purpose. Not scripted, but something, an idea of what to say, that you only have to speak for a very short time.
What typically happens at a Toastmasters meeting?
We generally have an agenda where we have a Toastmaster who runs the meeting, facilitates all of the things that go on.
That changes each time?
It changes each time. Each member gets an opportunity to do that. Then we move on to the general evaluator, often, who introduces a team of people that help run the meeting. There's a timer, an R counter, a grammarian, all to help us hone our skills. They each have
that doesn't make people nervous?
Absolutely.
You got a grammarian here, a timekeeper there?
It makes people nervous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Do you drink at these meetings?
Water, preferably.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They drink afterwards. While you're thinking about your next message, I would like to remind our listening audience out there, give us a call here at 437-5000 if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Or if you're calling outside of the Ocean State, call us at 1-888-345-0790. We're talking right now to Toastmasters. Folks, if you want to learn about public speaking or you want to learn about a challenge between communication and appropriate leadership, Toastmasters would be a great organization to join. And sometime during this gathering we have, we're going to try to do the best we can to give you an idea what a typical Toastmasters meeting is all about. We do have a caller on the line right now. Anthony A. Alexander is on the telephone line. If you're looking for AAA, he's on the line right now. Anthony, thank you for joining us. I know you're from the District 31 Toastmasters. Thank you for joining us here on AM 790.
Welcome. Cannot hear you.
Can we do something with that sound? Maybe he's
maybe
in his vehicle.
Maybe all those people sucked up all the air.
Toastmasters usually aren't silent.
We'll get back to Anthony, but let's go back to our conversation.
Yeah, you were
that
saying
we're having with Lynn.
Lynn, you were saying what happens at a typical meeting. So you've got all. Somebody comes for the very first time. What are they apt to have happen to them?
We don't do anything to them. We invite them to speak if they choose, but they certainly have the option to stay silent and just watch. You will learn something by watching.
Not us.
Oh, you get them right up there, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
It's nice if they do, because they immediately overcome some fear and they face it. We have the people come up, as I was mentioning, to explain the roles a little bit. We'll have perhaps a humorist to lighten the atmosphere. We often have the Toastmaster give a quote and a talk about what that quote means. We then go into some prepared speeches. That gives the Toastmasters an opportunity to think ahead of time, prepare a 5 to 7 minute speech, things they want to say. It teaches us to organize our thoughts better by doing prepared speeches. Then we will have table topics, which is impromptu speaking. A lot of people are scared to death of that. But it is great experience to learn to think on your feet.
Oh, I would think that's fun.
And I remember, Rona,
yes,
going to my first Toastmasters meeting many years ago in Stoughton, Massachusetts. They handed me an envelope And in the envelope, they said, you open it up after dessert. When I opened up the envelope, it said I was Frank Sinatra, and I just arrived at Logan Airport.
In your dreams.
Tell me about yourself and why you're here. So when I went up, I made that presentation. I saw a hat. People wore hats then.
Yes.
On a hat rack. I grabbed it, put it on my head, and I made believe I was old Blue Eyes.
You didn't sing, though, I hope.
But I had lots of fun, but I came home with a little small trophy. And that was kind of inspirational to be able to be put on the spot and to be able to step up to the plate to speak.
Jack, do you still do things like that in the Providence Toastmasters?
We do, actually. We're a little more structured, but we stay flexible. We have, I believe, one of the most diverse groups at our club. We have representation from all over the world. People come in. We have, at times, more guests than members that show up.
So people visiting can, like they do
Absolutely.
In Rotary or Lions, they can drop Absolutely. In.
They can just drop in. The informations are on the websites. They can go right. to the international site. I usually get phone calls from people. And we welcome everyone to come and visit. We encourage them to visit other clubs because we want them to find the club that best fits what they want to achieve. We have mentoring programs. We do, like Lynn said, we'll have a Toastmaster who runs the meeting. We have the general evaluator who will do the second portion of the meeting. We have our joke master who will lighten the mood a little bit. We have our quote master. We also have our timer, and then we have the R counter and grammarian. That's the toughest job of Toastmasters.
You know what's nice about it is everybody has a job, and you also have a secretary. Her name happens to be Rebecca Rhodes. She happens to be here right now. And we're going to ask Rebecca, are you enjoying yourself at Toastmasters?
Oh, I love it. I've been coming for 2 years now. And I love how, for the new people, they can step up and take a small role, like telling a joke. Some people just look it up on their phone 10 minutes before and tell it right to the audience. So if you're nervous to do a speech, you can do something so small. And even the timer, you get an instruction sheet, and it can be your second time visiting, and you're important, you know? And I think that's what's great about Toastmasters is that you're feel welcome as soon as you come. It's a very supportive environment.
What's your demographic? What do these people do? What are their ages?
Oh, it's such a varied group. That's what I love about it, too, is that when you listen to the speeches and it's different people every time, we have older people who are retired and have a wealth of experience to speak from. We have people in their 20s. I think we had an 18-year-old come last week from Year Up Providence. So he's just trying to get more experience before he gets his first job. And it's just such a variety of people. It's amazing.
We're going to be chatting with some other folks who have lots of experience with Toastmasters. Stuart Pink is going to join us along with Chris Fowler. And we're going to invite a business person to come in who's a professional and put him on the spot and give him an opportunity. His name is Rich Margill. He's from Sharon, Massachusetts, although he's all over the place. And he's here today joining us. On the telephone line, we have not AAA, but Anthony A. Alexander. His favorite letter is A. Anthony, can you hear me?
It's not working with Anthony. Not yet. But we're going to be going to a break in a minute, so perhaps after the break, when we shift the people around, we can get them back. In the meantime, Lynn, how does someone get in touch? If they're listening to this and they say, I want to try a meeting out, what's the best way?
They can look up Toastmasters.org on the Internet. And
again, that is Toastmasters.org.
Toastmasters.org. That will lead them to Toastmasters International. And on that website, they can do a search for a club in their area by zip code, by state. And
it'll say where they meet and when they meet.
It will give them information about each meeting, and they can submit an email to contact the club.
Do they need to contact the club ahead of time?
Most clubs, no. Most clubs, you can just stop in and visit, and you're welcomed. There are a few clubs that are corporate clubs that don't allow outside members. they are limited just to the employees of the company. They run pretty much the same.
Is there a membership fee?
There is a fee that is minimal for what you get. When you go to a program, you take a class, you're going to pay hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands. At Toastmasters, it comes out to probably just over $100 for a full year.
For the year?
For the year.
That is terrific.
And in return, they get lots of personal satisfaction from participating in the program and learning some of the skills that are so important. And, Rona, we want to present a little token of appreciation to our guest here in the studio.
We
do. This is a pen called Service Matters from AM790 WPRV. And we'd like to thank Len Samanti for providing this. He's the vice president of Payden & Company. And we thank him so much for providing those pens. And certainly a special thank you to our overall sponsor.
Absolutely, to the Navigant Credit Union. But right now, our producer, Nick, has torn himself away from March Madness in there and is telling us it's time for a break or we don't have a show. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hurry back, folks.
Now, back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And welcome back to Toastmasters. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann. And we're talking about service and how important service is in all capacities. We have a telephone caller on the line right now. Anthony A. Alexander had some difficulty getting on the line with us before. He is the public relations manager for Toastmasters Hello. District 31. Anthony, thank you for joining us here in the air.
Welcome.
Anthony, can you hear me?
I thought we got a hello there for a minute. Nothing. Maybe this is not our day.
Yeah, we'll get back to Anthony. We'll find out what the story is.
But
maybe he's calling from his car. We're not sure.
Meantime, we got a whole new crew in here.
We got Stuart Pink, who joins us. Lots of experience as a member of Toastmasters. And we also have Chris Fowler. And Dr. Richard Margill is here with us. And he has an awful lot that he can talk to us about. He could do a whole show himself. And we're going to get to him eventually. We're going to put him on the spot as we go through Toastmasters. And we'll get back to our caller once we find out what the story is. But let's start with you, Stuart. You've been a Toastmaster how long?
For about 6 years now.
6 years, and you got an accent that I...
I have, and funnily enough, Toastmasters is a global organization. It exists in England, but I'd never heard of it in England until I came to America about 6 years ago and joined the club down in Providence.
What drew you to it?
I've always been interested in speaking. Some people like to join Toastmasters because they have a fear of speaking. I just think speaking is really important, and no matter how good you are or bad you are, everyone needs to get better at it and to practice. And so that was my interest, and I've loved every minute of it.
The first crew that we had in here told us that part of a Toastmasters meeting, you have a grammarian. And I'll tell you, I have such a pet peeve. You see it more with young people, but you see it with everybody. I'm like, and he's like, and then he said, and he goes. If you say he goes to me, I assume he's going somewhere, not he's speaking. How do you stop the I'm like, he goes, and the whatevers?
So
maybe Chris Fowler, you can answer that question.
Yeah, thank you for having us here today. I appreciate it. So one of the things that we really try to do is we will track all the what we call the filler words as people are speaking. And it's not just when they are giving a speech, but also when they are explaining roles. We'll keep track of their ums and ahs and so's. My favorite filler word tends to be a so. I usually start off my sentences with so.
So is the governor, too. She does that as well. If you ever notice, when Governor Raimondo answers a question, it's so And that's right. Her filler word.
Yeah. What I love about coming to Toastmasters is we do have these wonderful people who have been speaking for a long time, and Stuart is one of those people who it's a great way to, a great person to model after, and he has this really fantastic way of what you call bridging. So he does have filler words, but it's really, really hard to pick them out, and he's really clever at the way that he hides them, and after you watch that several times, you can start to incorporate that into your own speech.
That's great. So you get tips from one another.
Absolutely.
Correct?
It is all feeding off of each other.
And incidentally,
it's also very entertaining when you go to one of these meetings and listen to other folks speak and the topics that they get involved in.
Incidentally, folks, if you're thinking of calling in, please don't. We just got a message from our producer that says phones are not working at all. Hopefully, Cumulus will pay the bill and we'll have phones next week. But we've got plenty of people to talk to now.
And it gives our guest here in the studio more chance to speak. I would like to design an opportunity for one of our guests here in the studio. Let's assume that he attends a Toastmasters Club meeting, and he is asked by the membership to stand before the group and to speak. We're going to have him speak into the microphone. He's going to tell us who he is, what he does, and we'll find out whether or not he is interested in becoming a Toastmaster afterwards.
You're going to make him Frank Sinatra, too?
No, we're going to let him talk about a subject that is close to his heart.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dr. Rich Margill. I am an alternative health practitioner. I originally started out as a chiropractor, graduated about 25 years ago. And my interest in healing has led me to be a student for the past 25 years. I've gotten trained in three additional alternative health forms, so when people come to see me, I have the opportunity to basically speak to the questions that they have from the point of view that I have four languages of healing that I know how to speak. So I do work that's called biophoton therapy. There's a device that is used that actually can give people a light transfusion of the light that emanates off of their own body. Every cell of our body emits light, and it was discovered in 1923 by a physicist that was in fact accurate. And a physicist about 20 years ago created a device that would measure and actually could use the light coming off of a body to help somebody heal. So in essence,
Bing, time is up. And now we're going to ask both Chris and Stuart if you could do a little evaluation of the job that Rich did here on the year here at a Toastmasters Club meeting.
But we will get back to the doctor later. I want to hear the other three languages.
Well, I could start with that. And one of the first things with an evaluation, especially for a new member of Toastmasters, is to be positive, because we want overall for it to be an overwhelmingly positive and friendly experience. And so the first things that jumped to my mind when you spoke then are that you have a very nice voice, very clear voice, and you spoke at a very nice pace there. You took your time. There were some good pauses that allowed the information that you were telling us to sink in. And that, I'm sure you're not a novice speaker, and you've said these things before, but that was a fantastic place to start for speaking.
People do tend to talk too fast.
Yes.
Especially in the northeastern part of the United States, or when they're nervous.
Absolutely. I mean, I, believe it or not, used to speak a lot more slowly. And marrying an American and coming to America forced me to speed up the rate at which I spoke.
That's not quick. Go to Manhattan.
And Christopher, your evaluation.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the, again, say I started with my, so the what I noticed is that he had very few filler words, and actually I didn't pick up any. And I think that was one of the things that we would really kind of focus on. Again, he's speaking from a standpoint of authority. He really knows what he's talking about. He's very confident in what he's talking about, and all of that comes across in his speech.
Very good. And, Rich, we're going to give you an opportunity to finish what you were saying, because you had some key points that you wanted to bring up.
So one other area of health that's really important to look at is actually how well the brain is functioning. New discoveries have revealed that there are times when the brain doesn't know what's wrong with itself or with any organ, tissue, or glands. So Dr. Alan Phillips out of New Zealand has created a methodology called Neurological Integration System, whereby we can test the body to find out if there are any viruses, bacteria, fungus, parasites that could either be affecting the brain or organs or tissues. And with that information, I can direct and create a care plan for what I need to do to help to get people healthier. A lot of people are suffering with Epstein-Barr, and the body doesn't know that that's what it's got. People don't know that that's what they're suffering with. And part of it is the brain doesn't recognize what's wrong with itself. I happen to know how to test the body to find it, and I know how to fix it. People come to me because they want to get fixed. I'm a very creative healer. I use the different tools that I work with. I'm an enzyme nutritional therapist. I work with digestive enzymes if I have to fix people's guts. I know very advanced structural chiropractic work, how to fix bodies. Here's one thought that I want everyone out there to remember about how bodies work. If you notice people as they're getting older, how they start to hunch forward, that's because bones of their spine have started shifting forward. The problem is there are no muscles in your back that can pull them backward, so the body cannot self-correct a body that has started falling forward.
So I would think you have to develop your core then to pull you back.
No, you can't use muscles to do that, because when bones shift forward, there are no muscles in your back that pull straight back.
Interesting.
So there's not one way that a body on its own could fix that.
So what do you do?
So what I do is I know how to assess the spine to see which bones of the spine have moved out of place in a direction that the body cannot self-correct. And then I know how to adjust it. So as a chiropractor, I treat people either standing or seated. And then I know how to evaluate which bone is out of place, and I move it backwards. In the traditional kind of chiropractic, they lay you on the table, they push on the spine, and they push forward. In my opinion, that's the wrong direction.
And they crack your neck, too.
Well, they don't crack. They adjust.
Okay? All right.
We adjust. And if you actually look at the mechanics, the body has the ability to self-correct every misalignment in the neck or the cervical spine because muscles pull in every direction needed. When the body does not self-correct, it's because there's something else in the body that is out of place that needs to be corrected, that the body does not have the ability to self-correct first.
So how do people get in touch with you? Because you just gave a great commercial.
One of the things I am going to do, Ronner, is to invite Dr. Richard to come back for another gathering because he has a lot of important things to say.
But let's find out how people should get in touch with him.
Thank you. I have two offices. One is in Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts, 781-235-6600.
Repeat that again.
781-235-6600. I also have a second office in Sharon, Massachusetts. That number is 781-784-0475. I'll give you the second number again, 781-784-0475.
If people are driving and they can't write those numbers down, do you have a web presence at all?
Yes. MargillChiropractic.com. MARGIL chiropractic.com, www, of course.
Dr. Richard Margill, I'll tell you, you've come a long way, Rich, since the day that I beat you in table tennis when you were a youngster.
But I was playing with my opposite hand because I had broken my right elbow, so I had to play as a lefty. That's not fair.
So the body was...
However, it's the final score that counts. It's all that background information that never gets to the newspaper.
I want to ask Stuart Pink from the Providence Toastmasters. You came from London. You've been in the United States, I believe you said 7 years?
About 6 years. This is actually my third time in America, but 6 years this time around.
Does Toastmasters try to get rid of accents or regionalisms, or do they let you just sound so much better than the rest of us?
No, they let you sound as you do. What is funny, actually...
I like the sound.
I said I lived in America 3 times. The first 2 times I lived in New York. And in 2.5 years, only one person ever commented on my accent. So I thought that the whole accent thing just wasn't a thing. And then since living in New England, it's been a different experience. And sometimes I said in evaluations in Toastmasters, people like to be nice and people compliment my accent, which is nice, but not very helpful in terms of improving my speaking, because it is what I'm stuck with, really.
Yeah, but Chris, you shouldn't change.
I was going to swing back to Chris. Do you have an international convention where all of the Toastmasters come together?
Yeah, so there is, and I'm going to have to defer to Stuart when it comes to kind of the nuances of the
conventions. I know that in Rotary and Lions, we do have an international convention. You folks are represented in about 140 different countries. Do you come together at a big convention?
That's right. So today we're representing 2 different clubs. And the clubs are part of areas, which are part of divisions, which are part of districts. And there are about 100 districts around the world. And once a year, members from those come together. They hear keynote speakers. There's also an international speech competition and training for district leaders. And it's fascinating because even though we're from all around the world, there's a certain Toastmasters spirit and way of doing things which is
It ties
similar.
You together, of
and,
course.
And I think especially in the world we're living in right now, we need things like that to realize our similarities and how much we have in common.
Of the people that are out there, the quote-unquote famous people, who do you personally consider to be an excellent speaker right now?
Well, it probably can sound a bit political, but I think Barack Obama was a good speaker.
I would have agreed, 100%.
Yeah, you know, I have been an active Rotarian for many years, and one of my goals is to get the Rotary Club that I belong to have a joint meeting with the Toastmasters Club, because I think we can learn from each other. There are many Rotarians that sit in our audience on a week-to-week basis that would like to learn something about speaking skills, because they are business and professional people who have the opportunity to speak on a number of occasions. I don't know how you feel about that, Rona, but I think it's a terrific idea.
I think it's an excellent idea. You get an awful lot of people that are in the business community or who are involved in service, and their heart's in the right place and their volunteerism is, but they don't do so well when they open their mouths, and that would be a help. Chris, who do you value as a speaker?
Thank you. That's a great question and puts me on the spot, like, you know, just
well,
as we would
do
for the
here.
Table topics. I'm going to bring it, I'll keep it political, but bring it local. I actually enjoy listening to Governor Raimondo quite a bit, and I know that may sound surprising, but I think she has a really good sense about herself.
She does.
And she's very confident in her speaking.
She's extremely confident in her speaking. Certainly better than the last governor. Okay, we have about...
Well, we won't get into politics,
no,
will we?
No, we're only talking about speaking. Only about speaking. We have about a minute before we go to break. We want to thank the Navigant Credit Union, our sponsor, for underwriting Service Matters. Normally, Tim Draper, the Vice President of Marketing, calls in and we talk to him about what's going on at Navigant, but he can't get through today. So if you're out there, Tim, we're thinking about you. We thank everyone at the Navigant Credit Union, and they always say, enjoy the journey.
And we have some more folks that are joining us here from Toastmasters. And we'll be able to chat with them as we go into the final segment of Service Matters. This has been an interesting program, and I thought that Dr. Richard did a terrific job.
He did.
Being put on the spot. It's obvious that he knows his subject matter, and he doesn't tell us what we want to hear. He tells us what we should hear. And right now, if you just joined us, folks, you're listening to Service Matters. I'm Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann. We'll be right back after this important message.
Now, Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Thank you very much, producer Nick Coster, and thank you for joining us here for our final segment of Service Matters. We got a full house here today.
It's like a little village in here.
And not only that, but we got an opportunity to talk about the importance of public speaking. We got an opportunity to talk about the importance of communication in just about anything that we do, which leads to learning the appropriate leadership. Today, we've interviewed lots of folks. And guess what? We had difficulty, and our apologies for people that tried to call in. We do have one caller. He called in a couple of times. It didn't work, but he drove right here to the studio. So we welcome Anthony A. Alexander. He's the public relations manager for Toastmaster. He is representing District 31. Anthony, thank you so much for following through and coming to the studio. Tell us what your role is at the district level.
Oh, not a problem. And also, thank you for having me here today. My role is really to oversee public relations matters for District 31 as a whole. That encompasses all 202 clubs throughout Eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. I also help facilitate training in regards to public relations matters for each club, whether it be on social media, print media, appearances similar to this, going on radio, and also TV appearances. So I help out any Toastmaster in need throughout, you know, Rhode Island and Eastern Massachusetts, which includes Boston, Framingham, and so many other cities.
Well, we certainly would like to continue this relationship and invite you folks to come back at another time next season so that we can spread the good word about the good things that you do. We're very proud, Rona and I, to be Rotarians, which has a mission, and that mission is to do good in the community and to reach beyond to do good in the world. You folks are doing some of those kinds of things. You're doing some things that we like very much in terms of public speaking and how to be able to handle yourself in front of a microphone. We're going to give you all a chance to make some final comments that you'd like to let our viewing audience know until we get the signal that we're going off the air. So we're going to start over here. And please introduce yourself once again, Stuart, and then give us some final comments about Toastmasters.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us today. For me, I think Toastmasters has been a life-changing experience, and I know many people that that's true for, because pretty much every job in the world and every life is going to involve speaking at some stage. And so I would just like to say to everyone listening, really go out there, find a Toastmasters club, just visit it, see what it's about, and give it a try, because you might find it changes your life.
And it's not scary, is it?
No.
Rebecca.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Rhodes, and I would like to invite everybody to come to Providence Toastmasters Club. We meet the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. We have a bonus meeting this month, so we will be meeting next Tuesday. We meet 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the one thought I want to leave also is that Toastmasters opens so many doors to what you don't know could be. I joined the club, then I became the secretary. I went to a leadership conference and then an even bigger leadership conference. You feel so important and brought in and welcomed and upheld to greater things. Thank you.
Lynn.
This is Lynn Potter, and Toastmasters has also been a lifesaver for me. It's changed my life in many ways. What I find at Toastmasters is a lot of camaraderie and learning in a fun environment. That's the best way to learn. That's what Toastmasters offers. And I would encourage anyone to give it a try, whether you're afraid or not. You'll find that it's not as tough as you think to learn to communicate in public.
Dr. Richard Margill, congratulations for the way you pulled out of that, being put on the spot today.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here with everyone, to learn about Toastmasters and to be with you again. And I love sharing the opportunity and the training that I've had to help make this world a better place. Everyone here is doing something to help make our world a better place.
Thank you, Doctor.
And now we have President Jack from the Providence Club. And certainly he has some good words of wisdom.
Thank you so much for having us. I really enjoyed my time. And again, mind your so's, ands, likes, and everything else. You want to come in front of a great bunch of people, find a club near you, visit any club. I encourage everyone to come and check us out because it's a lot of fun. Thank you.
And you are made welcome when you come to a meeting, correct?
Absolutely.
How about Chris?
Thank you. I would like to just encourage anyone who has either difficulty speaking or feel they just need a touch up on speaking to just stop by their local Toastmasters. It will, no matter what you're doing in your career, it will, being able to speak clearly and coherently and with confidence will help you. And the opportunities are enormous.
And how about AAA over there?
I think all of my fellow Toastmasters covered it perfectly. We're a community of individuals that come together to broaden our reach and also give back to our communities, whether you're 5 years old trying to figure out how to speak on your first book report, or whether you're trying to find your voice to give back to your community after you retire. I think Toastmasters spans not only within your professional career, but also within all your endeavors within the community and your personal life as well. So I encourage anyone out there listening to join the Toastmasters Club, see what we're all about. And if you want to learn more about any of the Toastmasters Clubs in our area, visit district31.org.
And Rona, we want to remind everybody about podcast. If you'd like to listen to this show once again and share it with other members of the Toastmasters. And, of course, podcast at 790business.com is really what you would do.
You can go back and hear some of the past shows as well.
And, again, that is podcast at 790business.com. I have two application forms here for Dr. Richard. One side is Toastmasters. The other side is Rotary. You don't have to sign it today. Give some serious consideration because we're all and the helping people business.
You know, we're on radio here. We don't have television, but if you were to see this, this is kind of like the car in the circus where all the clowns keep getting out. We have 9 people in a very small studio, and we're getting along very well.
I want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for joining both Rona and I on Service Matters. I thought this was a terrific show. It's what I really hoped would happen, that we could get the word out there to people that you can attend a meeting, have fun at the same time, and pick up some learning skills. To learn how to be a leader, and most important of all, to learn how to be a public speaker. You don't have to necessarily have to go and be a speaker, but in everything that you do in your life, it seems to involve public speaking. Do you agree, Rona?
Absolutely. And I want to remind our audience, I can't say to turn off the radio. Keep your radio on for the next show, but you might want to mute it a little bit and put on CBS on TV and watch the University of Rhode Island hopefully beat Creighton.
And we're sorry that Providence was eliminated, but there's always next year. And there's a hint that time is coming to a close. That's our favorite song, What a Wonderful World, and what a wonderful world it is because of all of you folks that come together to do the best you can to serve and to help others. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
Bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence, we say to each and every one of you, go forth to serve, do it with a smile on your face. And if you're going to do something to help others, do it.